This is an interview of Mr. Hudson as part of Alison's HSC Australian History option, recorded on the 9th of August 1985 at my home. Who were the pioneers of Beaconsfield Upper?
Well, I didn't come to Beaconsfield Upper until 1921, but there were a number that I knew by name. Originally, the place now owned by Mrs. Fullerton was owned by two women called Miss Moon and Miss Dick, who ran a sort of gymnasium for women in Melbourne and were very strong and cleared a lot of the land up there. And it was subsequently taken over by Richard Noble, who planted an orchard there. There was an earlier owner of a portion of it, but they didn't do much with it. I can't recall their name. The block opposite was owned by Tyson Cattle King one time, but he did nothing with it. And at the end of the road were the Abeckett's place. That's in Abeckett Road. They, I think, came there around about 1870. Originally they used to, he was the registrar at the university and a very wealthy man, and they used to come by train to Oakley, and they'd send their carriage and horses out there the day before, and they'd pick them up there and drive them through to Upper Beaconsfield. And they were there for a good many years until ultimately they died off one by one. The Glissmans were very early settlers up there. They came originally to out to Dewhurst Way and selected land, grandfather, and then the father, Hans Glissman. He was a carpenter by trade, and was one of the carpenters employed building the original church of Anglican Church at Upper Beaconsfield. His son John Glissman was in the Navy for a while, and then afterwards came back and worked as a carpenter. There was a relative of theirs called Finger, who developed a lot of land out Stony Creek Roadway. The orchard was planted by Truen, I think. He was one of the early ones up there. It was taken over by Smith and Kerr as a soldier settlement orchard after the war. Captain Jones, I think he owned what was called the Back Run Orchard. That was out Dewhurst Way also. Dewhurst was originally called North Beaconsfield. The Berglands, at the end of Bergland Road, were very early settlers up there. Kitchens were another early settler. They built the towers at Dewhurst. The Shorthouses also were fairly early up there. Mrs. Shorthouse, the mother of the three boys, Arthur, Bert and Charlie, she ran the coach service to Beaconsfield from Upper Beaconsfield. That was, she had a house and stables where the store conglomerate of buildings is now. And when the store was moved, originally the store was at the back of the monument in McBride Road, and that was burnt down, and it was rebuilt around adjoining the hall playground. And from there it was moved to where the store is now by a chap called Nathan, and he used the whole of the side of the old stables and one wall of the store. Marsh was another early settler. He planted an orchard out Carpenter Road, which has since been pulled out. It's now owned, I think, partly by Mr. Holloway, who was the chemist at Berwick. Who else did we have out there? Fisher. He planted an orchard in Split Rock Road, which is, I think, part of the equestrian centre now. Dr. Bevan, who was the minister in charge of the Independent Church in Melbourne, he built a big place on top of the hill. No, he bought the place. There was somebody earlier there, but I don't know their names now, on top of the hill in Salisbury Road, where Valentine's are now. Renfrees were another early settler up there. They had land in Armstrong Road. Old Mrs. Adams was the grandmother of the entry. She had the property in Armstrong Road. Originally Moon and Dick's place belonged to Duke Adams, who was her husband. There was Easy Browns and Kings. I think they were later. George Martin, he built King's Place, and he bought up a lot of land which he subdivided there, which I think is now, some of it is in the ownership, or he sold it recently, of Rick Thompson. But he owned land right down to the recreation ground, and a lot of it was planted in orchard. A lot of land around there was planted in orchard. Warren Kerr was another early settler up there. He planted an orchard, or his son planted an orchard, opposite where it used to be Burton's place originally, but it's opposite where Frank Camp now has his place there, and that was an open paddock. That was originally an orchard up there, but it never came to anything.
Near the corner of Sugarloaf Road.
Near the corner of Sugarloaf Road, yes. All of that paddock of Harris's was originally planted in orchard. I don't know who planted it, or I can't remember who owned it now. It was bought by Claude Harris ultimately. Trees which never came to anything were cleared off. Round in Ewenden Road was a concrete house built about the time of the reservoir. Rumour has it that a lot of the concrete that was in the house should have been in the reservoir. That's ancient history now.
Is that still standing, Mr. Hudson?
Yes, it's still standing. It supplies all the water for around here.
But the concrete house, I mean?
Oh, the concrete house, yes, it's still there. I don't know who has it now. It's passed through a lot of hands. Betty Adamson was the last one that I heard there. I don't know if she's still there.
She died.
Did she?
She got burnt in the fire.
Oh, did she? She'd been there a good while. Luke's down here at where the Montuna Golf Links is. They were fairly early settlers. The father was a photographer on the Leader, and two boys, Monty and Bert, laid out the golf links in the early 1920s. Miss Luke, Miss Una Luke, she originally owned this building here. Mm-hmm. She had a little lolly shop and post office here. Down at the bottom of the hill, on the left, where Ferguson's used to be, that was originally owned by an old couple named Shear, who came from England. And he decided in his old age to sell up and go to England, return to England, and he sold all his cattle and dandered on, and he was very suspicious of banks, and he brought all the money home in cash with him. And that night he and his wife were murdered most brutally in the house, and the money stolen. And originally it was divided up in a house that used to be down at the corner of Tinks Road before all that was built on down the other side of Mary Warren. And they proved that there were three of them in it and divided up the money down there. And but they couldn't pull them in because one of them got away to America. And they couldn't charge two of them because they'd say the other one did it.
Yes.
But I remember seeing the house, the place was sold and Ferguson bought it. One of the conditions was that the house should never be pulled down. It ultimately fell down from old age. I went inside, I was only a boy, and I went inside with my father. A friend of his was helping the auctioneer. And the old chap must have put up a tremendous fight. There was blood all over the place. And anyhow, ultimately the fellow from America came back to Australia, and they were just about to pounce on the three of them when another one collapsed and died. Of course, it was a good many years afterwards. The place at the bottom of the hill, now owned by Bell's, was originally built by Ruddock, the veterinary surgeon.
Oh, from Rapid.
Yes, they built that place. The original owner of Barker's place was Thomas, oh, he planted tulip early on, Thomas Grant.
Was that the Windrush up here or lower down on lower the
down
left?
On lower the, down on the left there. All that was owned by him. He planted it all in Orchard, which were very popular in those days. His, two of his sons owned the orchard opposite where Fitzgerald's.
Payne Road.
Originally, I think some of that was owned by Paynes of Paynebon Marsh.
Oh yes.
Because that's how they got the name Payne there.
I think they had that original homestead that's recently been auctioned up on the left, didn't they?
They might have,
yes. Big old house.
Yes, they probably did. But different roads, trying to sort out a few people. Albers was an early settler at Upper Beaconsfield. He has the place which Hamilton's have now.
Oh, yes.
And out in Red Hill Road. I think Finger planted the orchard originally, but Albers was there for many years when we came there in 1921. He would have been one of the early settlers. I think he was some relation to Glisman's. I don't know who was originally in the post office up there, but when we came there, Petersons were there. And he married Hans Glisman's sister, and their daughter Lottie used to run the post office in a little store next door, a little lolly shop, which is now gone.
Hi. Yeah.
Telfords, were they there? Telford?
No, I didn't know Telford.
Helford.
Helford, oh yes. Helford's and Windara, which is just along from Roy Harris's place on the opposite side. He was Professor Helford, and his middle name was St. George. And the road, which is now known as Salisbury Road, was originally known as St. George's Road. The locals named it after him. Anyhow, the people living down what is now St. George's Road pirated the name, and so they changed the name to Salisbury Road, and the other name became St. George's Road. He was an early settler there. Gough, I think, was an original settler down at the corner of the road there next to Runnymede. And Elms, I think, built the house where Mrs. Jack is, Casely, which when we went up there was a school run by the Reverend James Wilson. And Salisbury House, I don't know who built it, but the two Miss Hedricks ran it when we were, before we were there.
As a boarding house.
As a boarding house, yes. Yeah. And one of the Miss Hedricks married Boss Shorthouse, who afterwards, when his mother died, took on the coach service. Actually, he was Arthur William Shorthouse, but he was known universally as Boss Shorthouse. He was quite a character in his own right. The Lavelli House was a very early place, but I don't know who were the original owners of that.
We're about to see.
That's down Stony Creek Road. It's a brick house on the left. Not quite as far as the school.
Yeah, I know the one.
Mm-hmm. Smallish place.
Yeah.
It's a pretty old place.
It's where the Gibbs used to live before Brady's bought it.
Yes. Well, there have been a lot of people through it over the years. Duncan McLean would have been one of the early settlers up there. Funnels were another. They later became known as Fennell. They were fairly early settlers. They had a place called Birch Grove round in Stony Creek Road, just on the corner there. I forget the name of the chap who bought it subsequently.
And that was the same family that, when they left the area, they were living in St. George's Road? On the left round the
back. Bob. And of course the daughter lives round the back here. She is Mrs. Solomon now.
Oh,
Randy. Yes, Flossie. And I think I nearly run out of steam, really.
Morris's?
Morris's, yes. General Morris had a place out Foot Road. He was a an army man. He rose up. I knew him, he was originally Colonel Morris, and ultimately became General Morris. He was a very capable man. His brother-in-law, General Foote, built a place further along and gave the name to the road. It's now known as Foote Road. Sister Morris, who was at the Berwick Hospital for many years, she's a daughter. On the other side, a place was on the other side was owned by the Reverend Wade. I fancy he was Canon Wade. He used to come up at weekends a lot. And